This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Let's do this. It's the last Thursday of May 2020. That makes it May 28th. Welcome aboard. My name is Lee Elsie. In the first hour of the program, I warm you up. I'm like the bullpen catcher getting you all loose for Wayne Allen Root, who will be here in exactly 60 minutes. Thanks for joining the big program. Again, across the entire country, great radio stations from Las Vegas out to California to the middle of the country in St. Louis, all the way out here to New York and Long Island and everywhere in between. Welcome to the program again. My name is Lee Elsie. Thank you very much. You can email me, Lee Elsie Radio. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I Radio. @gmail.com. I do my best to get back to you during the course of the show, but we certainly read every single email, try to respond to all of them as well, but send something our way, and we love to get a little correspondence working back and forth moving forward. So, let me just draw a little line in the sand and tell you that the plan, whatever that plan is, simply isn't working. We have successfully crippled the economy, and we've watched tens of thousands of people die, 100,000 people die. COVID-19 for many, the Wuhan flu, the coronavirus is terrifying. The elderly, the immune compromised have been essentially relegated to an existence of confinement and desolation, as they nervously watch these coronavirus numbers spike, skyrocket, and soar. People with underlying health conditions such as cardiovascular disease, respiratory issues, diabetes, are at a higher rate of dying if they catch the coronavirus. Pure and simple. It's a plain fact, right? Even if the statistics prove healthy or young people rarely get sick to the point of hospitalization, medical and government safeguards like self-quarantine, wear a mask, social distance, well, these rules pertain to everyone, right? Even if there's a small chance that you're going to get sick and die, you still have to obey the rules. Stay at home and stay safe to stay alive. But has any of this worked? Listen, in a country where it has become virtually inconceivable for rival political parties to agree on even the most rudimentary aspects of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we all need to recognize the United States, we are losing in this fight against the Wuhan flu. We're losing. Why are we losing? Well, in less than 5 months, the country has had 1.7 million confirmed cases, 100,000 people dead, and paralleling the growing body count, we've got a front row seat at the greatest economic self-inflicted disaster of all time. We've got depression-era level unemployment. 40 million jobs vanishing, seemingly overnight. Hungry middle-class families wait for hours in lines for food donations. And if it weren't for government handouts, they couldn't pay their bills. They couldn't pay their electric bill. They couldn't pay their car insurance. That's a loss. We're losing. It's a catastrophic failure on all fronts. Political gaffes, sadly to say, including some absurdities from the Oval Office, combined with misinformation, miscommunication from the medical field, has created skepticism, public doubt, politicians randomly select arbitrary dates. Oh, you can go back on the 20th. You can go back on the 26th. You can go back on the 1st. Why? No real evidence as to why you're picking those dates. You're just pulling them out of thin air, right? It's asinine. You're continuing to move the goalpost. It's absurd. It's insulting. And you've got heavy-handed governors stepping all over the Constitution, unleashing a firestorm of resentment and hostility from people like me and you. Somehow it's too dangerous to get a haircut, but you can walk into a liquor store, get all liquored up, lubed up. Give me a break. And doctors, by the way, obviously doctors are driven to save lives. And most of the medical community has been heroic despite being placed in literally an impossible situation, right? There are still more questions surrounding this virus than answers. Models have been worked and reworked and reworked again. They consistently miss their mark. I'm sorry to say, you missed your mark on this over and over again, but it's a moving target. I'm not blaming you. One week, the Center for Disease Control says not to wear a mask. The next week, you wear a mask. Then no, then yes. Now it's mandatory everywhere. Now keep in mind, there is still no vaccine against AIDS or even a surefire inoculation against the flu. So if that's the case, what makes you think that they're going to be able to come up with a COVID-19 vaccine at any time in the near future? Not going to happen. By the time they get that breakthrough, this whole virus could be completely different, completely mutated into something else. Home confinement for 100% of the population has been an overreach and an overreaction. Public health experts never factored in the psychological devastation of isolation. Never. I don't think they did. And there's a ton of anxiety that's gone along with this long-term economic destruction. Now remember, on top of the financial meltdown, you've got other unintended consequences, we're going to talk about that later on in the show today, that have surfaced and may surface and be a future spike in medical issues, detectable cancers, heart-related issues, toxic substance abuse issues, all going untreated, all going unnoticed because people don't want to go to see their doctor or go to the hospital. It's happening. It is happening. Remember, for months and months, 3 months, doctors' offices have canceled appointments and fearful patients have also canceled their own appointments because they're afraid. They don't want to come in and they don't want to get the COVID. They don't want to, you know, go out of the house. And because of that, maybe they have this festering cancer that's growing inside of them. And a side note to this, according to the CDC, 80 million, that's right, 80 million kids did not get their recommended preventative vaccine because of all this across the entire globe. So this is a huge deal. I know I'm focusing in on this country, but just think about that for a second. 80 million kids did not get their vaccines when they were supposed to. Now, I know hindsight is 20/20. And moving forward, there's going to be a million people to blame. I don't blame any person in this. But what I would do, if it were me, moving forward, moving into the fall, I would restock the PPEs. Produce an abundant number of ventilators, whatever these hospitals need, they should have access to. End of story. I would actually, like the Federal Highway Act of 1956, I would implement a massive construction project to build or convert structures into highly infectious disease treatment centers, place them strategically around the country, you know, a couple in the Northeast, a couple in the Southeast, some in the Midwest, some out West. And if somebody gets sick, that's where they go. Bang. And they don't have to be like this brick and mortar giant structure. It could literally be these steel frame structures, a bunch of beds, ventilators. You know, do it right, but you don't have to spend buckets of cash on this. We could figure it out. And you need to have reliable tests for everybody moving forward. And you've got to recognize immediately who's in danger, right? This time around, we didn't recognize that it was the elderly and the immune compromised. If we had done that, we could have kept the economy moving forward. We wouldn't have buried us. We wouldn't have. And I think I would drastically limit travel from other nations. Put an end to that. If you're going through one of these pandemics, just shut it down. You can't come. You can't leave. It's really that simple. And listen, lastly, I'd keep the economy open. develop some set of rules, guidance, helping maintain safety within the communities. But companies, employees should be given the choice to work. Individual freedom should never, ever be abandoned. You should be able to go to work and earn a paycheck and not have to be reliant on the government to pay your bills. Right? The economic damage has been just brutal. The high death rate. They're all collective failures. All facets of leadership. Not one person. Not Trump. Not Fauci. Not the governors. Everybody blew it. Everybody blew it. No one face. No one face should be blamed. No one face should be on this disease. Actually, that's not true. Hold on. Let me rephrase that. Yes, there is one face that should be on this to blame. One person or one group of people you can point to. That's the Chinese. It's still China's fault. They still did it to the entire world. All right. So I'm not minimizing this. It is still a very big deal. No question about it. 5.9 million people around the globe confirmed the coronavirus cases. About 360 plus thousand people have died. Again, here in this country, we're sitting at about just shy of 1.8 million cases and about 103,000 people, give or take a few people, that have succumbed to the coronavirus. So that's where we stand. So those are not small numbers. I know the stats are padded. I get it. I'm willing to accept that. But as we sit here right now, it's still something we have to pay attention to and we've got to deal with. But we've got to get the economy moving again. That is vital, and it's got to start moving sooner rather than later. My name is Lee Elsie, and again, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I am honored to get a chance to share an hour with you here on the radio. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Alaroos. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundance. abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Alan Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alan Root, and the sponsor of this segment of the show is Boomer Naturals. You've heard of those N95 masks that medical professionals use. And if they use the N95, we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria, just like the medical professionals, right? We don't want to get sick. So a highly recommended mask that gives just about the same protection, slightly less, is the Boomer Natural 30-Day Face Mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. In other words, the professionals get N95 for 95%, and Boomer's providing 92.2% antibacterial. And it's a mask that every adult and every child over the age of 2 can use, very comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. And they come in adult and children sizes. Not only are the Boomer Natural masks a highly rated consumer mask, but they're very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Everyone always asks me, we're supposed to wear masks, but where do I get them? 30-day mask, 30 cents a day. The mask can be used up to 30 days by hand washing with soap and water at the end of each day. Many masks only good for one day, so they're very costly. So you just order them at BoomerNaturals.com, BoomerNaturals.com. And you use a code at checkout, WARRADIO20, to get 20% off. BoomerNaturals.com, WARRADIO20, and get 20% off every single order. If you do order over $50, you get shipping and handling free.
All right, everybody, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. I know you're sick and tired of talking about COVID. I know you are. I know. I feel for you. I am, too. Trust me, I'd love to be talking about how idiotic Biden sounds 100% of the time, or, you know, the idea that Nancy Pelosi is blah, 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 and Schumer is this, that, and the other, but we got to focus on COVID most of the time, because it is dominating the news cycle. It still is dominating the news cycle. And I want to share one thing with you, because not a lot of people are talking about this. But I want to throw this at you, and I want you to think about this. When you're thinking about sending your kids back to school or getting kids back to school, and, you know, everyone wants that. You know, you want the kids to get back into school, high school, middle school, college, for God's sake. But, you know, the CDC has come out with some guidelines. If you're planning on sending your kid back to school, the schools are supposed to try to adhere to some or all of these guidelines, and they are impossible. It makes me think, like, your kids are never going back to school. I mean, if they had to do all these things I'm about to read you, it wouldn't be possible. It would be impossible. So here's what the CDC wants for your kids in a grade school, middle school, high school setting. Wear masks if you're over the age of two. Discourage sharing of items or supplies that can't be easily cleaned. Clean and disinfectant frequently touched surfaces between uses. Kids are constantly touching stuff. Constantly. Develop a schedule for increased routine cleaning and disinfection. All belongings separated into individual cubbies or labeled containers. That means even in grade school, you have to give these kids lockers. And they couldn't commingle stuff. And, you know, kids always trade stuff. That's what they do. Avoid sharing electronic devices, toys, games, learning aids. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. Desks should be 6 feet apart and all facing in the same direction. Once again, impossible unless you're planning on putting 10 kids in a classroom. Can't do it. One child per seat on a school bus. Install sneeze guards or partitions where 6 feet apart won't work. So you're telling me you're going to put in a sneeze guard between kindergarten kids? Come on. I mean, I know maybe the CDC in this case, they mean well. This stuff is impossible to do. You're never going to be able to do it. One-way route in hallways? Forget about it. Tape on sidewalks and walls to ensure kids stay 6 feet apart. Physical barriers or screens between sinks and bathrooms. Kids eat lunch in classrooms. Virtual events in lieu of field trips. So in other words, you know, keep the iron fist on your kids. Can't go out. Can't do it. This is not going to work. It's not going to work. Stagger student arrival and departure times to limit crowds. I guess you could do that. And the same children stay with the same staff all day. So no longer do you switch teachers. One teacher teaches you the entire time. I mean, listen. We take a lot of shots at the CDC. I take a lot of shots at the World Health Organization. I think their heart is in the right place, but man, it just won't work. It can't work. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
You're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signed an executive order on Thursday targeting social media companies by seeking to limit liability protections provided under the U.S. law. That after Twitter fact-checked a few of the president's tweets.
What they choose to fact check and what they choose to ignore or even promote is nothing more than a political activism group.
Police in the Twin Cities preparing for another night of protests as people are angry about the death of an African-American man who was killed while being handcuffed and in police custody. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo admits not everyone there is from the area.
Yes, there were certainly people who were involved in the activities last night that were certainly not recognized as being here from the city.
And for the first time ever, due to the coronavirus, the Boston Marathon has been canceled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
You can speak. speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
It's the communists against the capitalists. I love it. And speaking of the capitalists, that's Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty is not health insurance. It's better. Liberty's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? And then when I got kidney stones, they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill. Amazing. Three doctor visits last year, all free. They're considered wellness visits. Three doctor visits the year before, all free. Considered wellness visits. My son needed emergency dental surgery, $2,500 bill. They paid $2,000. This list is unreal. They are that good. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. If you don't call, you are a fool. 855-585-4237 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, you will be treated like a VIP. They'll put the red carpet out. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I am Lee Elsie. Wayne Allyn Root will be here at the top of the hour. I got a doc coming up in just a couple of minutes, who is going to talk about something that seemed to fly under the radar for the longest time, and that's folks getting sick, not from COVID, but getting sick because they're afraid to go to the hospital. And we knew this was one of the unintended consequences, and there's some numbers out there floating around that prove it to be so. I mean, folks are going to get sick. They're going to, you know, get misdiagnosed or undiagnosed cancers and heart conditions, et cetera. So we're going to talk to him before we run out of time here on the radio. A couple things, though, I wanted to get to. The Minneapolis mayor says cops should face charges if you haven't seen the video. Listen, it is heartbreaking. It really is. And we're all about the police. And I'm sure there's going to be investigations on investigations, and we're going to find out stuff about this that we probably don't see in the videos. I get it. But looking at this from 1,000 feet away, watching the video, watching the way the cops acted, doing what they did, man, just nothing good about it. Nothing right about it. All bad, all wrong. And now you've got chaos running and ruling the streets in Minneapolis. I don't understand. And someone needs to explain this to me. I don't understand. I still don't understand. I feel the pain. I do. I swear to you. I know I'm not black. I can't walk in people's shoes. I get that. And I thought about this a lot today. I thought about this a lot yesterday. How I would react if it were me and someone from my neighborhood was brutalized and killed by police officers. How would I act? And I know, and how would I act if it's not been the first time this has happened to my community? I'd be upset. I'd be mad. I'd be out in the streets. I'd be marching. I'd be yelling. I'd be screaming. I wouldn't be burning down businesses in my neighborhood. That I would not be doing. That I would not be doing. I can rest assured, guarantee you, that I wouldn't be doing that. So I still don't quite understand that. I understand, I guess, looting to a certain extent. You're stealing. You don't have a big screen TV, so you're going to find a place that's been broken into and take it. All right, you're a thief, is what you are. You're a thief. So you're getting something out of it, I guess. You're taking advantage. I'm not condoning it. You're a looter. You should go to jail. But I guess you're seizing on an opportunity to get a big screen TV because you don't have one. Okay, I get it. But burning down your friend's convenience store or a Target in your neighborhood because someone was murdered or killed, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. None. So anyway, we'll see if these guys, or this guy in particular who had the knee on the neck, we'll see, you know, what the overall ramifications are of this. You know, how hard and heavy they come down on him. Because, you know, listen, I get it. The cops are in harm's way
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, certainly their entire shift, they're in harm's way. And anytime there is an incident where their life is on the line, right? Someone has a knife, or someone looks like they have a gun, someone raises something to them quickly in a defiant act, I'm always going to be on the side of the cops when that happens. Always. We're staunch defenders of the police. And very often they're being hyper-criticized. But in this case, this is different. At least it appears to be different. It's very different. Right? This guy was completely subdued, handcuffed, laying on the ground. And there was no reason whatsoever that guy for that guy to have the knee in the guy's neck. And, you know, if you watch the video close, you watch this guy die on film, which is, you know, it's so sad. But if you watch it close, I mean, this cop is, you know, he's moving around. It's like he's enjoying this, like he's inflicting extra pain. Watch it close, right? He's grinding his knee into that guy's neck. He is. A couple of things that happened in a different area as far as COVID-related or coronavirus or Wuhan flu-related benchmarks. Yes, we've got to 100,000. We knew that was going to happen, 100,000 deaths. In this country, it continues to go up. I know that there's another big push to minimize that number, and that tends to open up in another can of worms, which I don't want to go down right now, but I get it. We know that they're stacking the deck. They're adding people to the number of fatalities. It's a play on, well, play on words. That's very, very flippant way to look at it, but essentially it is COVID-related deaths. Now, do we know if a lot of those folks would have died anyway? I don't know. How do we know? But 100,000 people have succumbed in one way, shape, or form to COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci made another plea for Americans to wear face masks because he says they're very effective and they show respect for the other person. There's a lot of pushback coming from this right now. A lot of folks don't want to wear the masks. And I get it. I totally get it. We've talked about this before. I get it. Me personally, I mean, I told you, I'm going to wear the mask when I go into a store. I'm going to wear the mask in that setting. If I'm face-to-face with somebody, close proximity, I'll do my best to wear it for the next couple months. Because I think, again, I keep going back to this. I don't want to sound redundant, but I think that they don't know what they don't know. They don't know all the details. Not because for my safety, but for somebody else's safety. I'll wear it. I don't like it, but I'll wear it for now. But I think that 6 months from now, there's a good chance that nobody's going to have these on. Seriously. By the way, only half of Americans say they will actually get a coronavirus vaccine when they actually develop it, right? I think that number is probably accurate. People are scared to death of this stuff. And in particular, they're scared to death of the coronavirus vaccine because it's not going to go through the regular rigors of, you know, the protocol that goes along with the testing of this. So, listen, I'm not going to take it either. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not taking it. No way. It looks like Americans who have not lost their jobs are seeing their salaries cut. In April, pay fell off 11%. So folks who actually are lucky enough to still have their job, their bosses are asking them to take, in most cases, 10, 15, 20% salary cut to keep it moving. Casinos out in Las Vegas have announced they're going to reopen next week. Same goes here for Connecticut. They've set June 1st as the actual date that they're going to open. It'll be interesting to see how they handle that and what they do. Over here in the Connecticut casino, there's a couple of prototype pictures floating around and video of what the blackjack tables will look like. And it's like futuristic weird. Like a lot of effort to get people back gaming, man. Like plexiglass that separates the player from the dealer. Plexiglass that separates player from player with a little slot so you can pass your money through. They're going through Herculean efforts. So you can get back and go play some blackjack and craps and poker, etc. So I wish the casinos the best of luck. Not only because Wayne's flagship station out in Vegas
Obviously, Vegas is the home of the casino, but even here in Connecticut, where I'm broadcasting from right now, we have two of the biggest casinos in the entire world back to back, and a lot of folks are out of work, so I wanted them to get back to work and get back to a regular life. All right, a couple things. Let's see. A picture of a priest squirting people with holy water has gone viral. Because folks don't want to be touched, so he's got one of these water guns, and I guess that's kind of funny. And an exorcist says the pandemic could lead to a rise in people getting possessed by the devil, because there are a lot of demons lurking around in the shadows, aren't there always? All right. Yeah, there are always demons. They're everywhere. Oh, a couple other things real quick while I have time. Ford has created a new cop car that can heat up to 133 degrees inside, which seems counterintuitive and counterproductive. You don't want it to get like that inside. People die from this all the time. But apparently the idea is it gets so hot it kills coronavirus. Man, everything is coronavirus related. Everything. And finally, Germany is clamping down on singing. Thank God those Germans can't sing. Anyway, if you are living in certain parts of the country, they're banning people from singing in church services because singing, well, you're more apt to spit when you sing and spread the germ. So singing indoors, in particular in churches in Germany, banned. Banned. We've got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't gotten a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them. Didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Special guest joining me right now, Dr. Dennis Durrell. We're going to talk about something that we've been chatting about for a while here on the radio, and that is folks maybe not getting the kind of care that they should be getting because they're afraid to go to the hospital or the doctors because of COVID. And you've actually got a book out, your healthcare playbook, Winning the Game of Modern Medicine, and I want to get into that too. But let's start with that premise that I just mentioned about folks not getting care. Is that happening?
Absolutely. So in my group practice, we're in 19 states. We have 2,000 doctors in ERs and hospitalists. And what we've seen is that our volume went down almost 50%. If you look at the data out of New England Journal, patients presenting for stroke, that's down 40% in terms of imaging. And heart attacks are down about the same number. And we know that they didn't stop happening.
Right.
We just know that patients are not coming in. And so to me, I think we could have tempered the message of quote-unquote lockdown. I would say you're not safer at home. If you've had a heart attack or stroke, we've worked years to get people educated on those signs and symptoms. And time is of the essence. So in those situations, so what I would say is that, yes, there's been a lot of delays. And the people that do come in, they're coming in much later than they normally would, so they're further in their disease process. And there's been a lot of diagnoses that we haven't been able to make in the cancer area because people have put off tests and studies. So the time is now to get back. And you're safe in the hospital. We segregate patients that we think might have COVID. We use protection. The air in a room in a hospital changes over 15 times an hour. There's filtration. So there's a lot of things. Please take care of your health and don't be a collateral damage in this pandemic.
You know, I'm getting a lot of folks who are saying, what's 3 months? What's 3 months? I mean, you know, cancer is going to still be there. I mean, that couldn't be more far from the truth, right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, 3 months can make a world of difference in cancer. 2 weeks, no. 3 months, yes. And there's been estimates of the thousands of patients that have not been diagnosed that would have been diagnosed with cancer. And that's a tragedy. So I don't agree with 3 months is not a big deal. I think 3 months is a big deal for cancer and other diseases as well.
Right. So if you're feeling shortness of breath, you're feeling things that you haven't felt before, rather than be fearful of going to either your doctor or the hospital because you're afraid of COVID-19, you got to go in. You got to go see somebody. Now, let me ask you this. A lot of hospitals and a lot of doctors stopped seeing patients in the very beginning of this. I know they're doing a better job of this of late, but has everyone sort of come around on this, doc, or no?
Yes, everyone's back, so I think that's fine. But right. I would also say if you're really that scared, do a virtual visit. A virtual visit right now, most people are doing, and your doctor will assess you and say, hey, this is something we need to see. So I say you're safe if you go get seen. But if you don't want to do that, get a virtual visit as a precursor, and then if you have to be seen, be seen. So, but no, I would say most people are open now and they're seeing patients.
Virtual visits are becoming very popular, right? That's exploding.
It's exploding, and it's really because Medicare, during the COVID pandemic, they basically deregulated and allowed doctors to use FaceTime and other platforms that used to have a lot of other encryption and a lot of other protection. So once that's happened, it's going to be hard to roll that back. And now it's taking off. And, you know, there was a lot of it before, but much more of it now for the core audience. For example, Kaiser Permanente, before this COVID outbreak, they did 50% of their visits virtually, and they did millions of them. But, you know, they were ahead of the curve. Now the mainstream patient is going to be doing it, and the mainstream doc is.
Hey, listen, it's good stuff. It seems like it makes sense, and it sort of streamlines everything. So that might be one good thing that comes out of all this. Listen, you've got a book out. Tell everybody about that and where they can get it.
Well, let me pivot on the book a little. In the book, I mentioned the idea of instant replay. I worked with the NFL on it, and I had the idea that, hey, why don't patients, if they see a doctor, why can't we do a little video of the summary of the visit, particularly now when patients can't visit their loved ones in the hospital.
Hmm.
And then in our platform, in this app called MyDoc Replay, you're able to share it with any of your loved ones instantly, and it's protected. So it's only inside the app, and doctors would be willing to do that video. And it's been something that's been really taking off during the pandemic. So it's free. It's on Apple and Android. It's called MyDoc Replay. You can download it. And it's a great way to keep everyone in your family on the same page. For example, my dad, he saw his orthopedist down in Georgia, and his doc made that little video, shared it with me instantly, and I was able to see his fracture and talk to my dad about it. So it's something that came out of the book, but it's something that's been really taken off during the pandemic.
All right, great stuff, Doc. I appreciate you sharing some of this stuff, just so everyone leaves with this one sane notion that, listen, there is collateral damage to not going to the doctor. So COVID not only is killing people, and it is killing people by the tens of thousands, but if you're feeling as though you need to go see a doctor or your regular physical, you should go. I mean, you shouldn't be afraid to do that. That's sort of what we're trying to get to, right?
Please do it. You're safer there than you are at home. Most people get COVID. Believe it or not, the highest risk is your family and your house. So please go get seen.
All right, Doc. Is there a website folks can go to learn more about just you?
Yeah, well, you could go to DennisGarrellMD.com, or you can go to MyDocReplay.com.
All right, Doc. Thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it. I appreciate the info and the insight, and we'll talk down the road. I got to run, though. I'm completely out of time. Wayne Allen Root is here. He's up next. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
That mine has.